Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because today we have with us Tracy Ullman. By elementary school age, author and narrator Tracy had already entered the world of entertainment. Through her love of books, Tracy has become a gifted and sought-after narrator. When Tracy tells you a story, it becomes alive. She's an accomplished storyteller, narrator, and author. As author, Tracy is a constant source of new ideas, creative, passionate, and fun. Tracy captivates children young and old. Her essence is outstanding and picturesque in the telling of the story. She is known best for her voice in Robbie's Quest audiobook series. She also has voiced over 65 characters. Children enjoy audiobooks with sound effects along with pictures in the books read by the author of Santa's Snowy Adventure, her latest international bestseller. Tracy, welcome.
Well, hello, Vicki. Thank you for having me.
Tracy, you have had such a wonderful career already, doing wonderful things of creating images through voice and writing. I'd love to have you tell us a little bit about how you came to this passion and purpose in life.
Well, life is a broad subject. You never know where you're going to be 5 years from now or 5 minutes from now. It's an amazing journey. My passion has always been to help children to learn to read and love books and watch them become creative while doing it. My kids were age 8. They were struggling in school, so I taught them to read, and I taught them while they were having fun learning. So that's pretty much what my passion is, to help children.
Oh, I love it. That's so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to write your newest number one bestseller, Santa's Snowy Adventure. What prompted that idea?
Well, kids want to be entertained while they learn, and they want to smile and laugh and just have fun. I was given a theme for Children's Hospital to make a book, an audiobook actually, for charity. And so the theme was, started out with Santa getting stuck in the ice, and that was pretty close to the entire theme I was given. And I just was thinking about it and had a tough time, and I went to sleep, and I woke up and had the idea, started writing, and I didn't stop until it was done.
Oh, that is so great. So it seemed like it kind of came to you, you know, in a very inspired fashion, but did you encounter any challenges when you were doing this project or any of your other amazing writing projects?
Well, the only challenges that I seemed to have were on the technical end, which included formatting, you know, the inside previews for Amazon. That was tough. Staying up late and navigating through government applications like copywriting, that was very challenging. I also, through the process, took a challenge and turned it into something wonderful. I learned how to do some audio engineering for the audiobook portion of it.
Well, that's great. So the challenge has really turned into blessings in a way and a tremendous learning experience.
Absolutely.
Wow. In the book, what is your message to children? I know it's a beautiful story. It's beautifully illustrated. And, of course, you are beautiful at narrating it in the audiobook. But what were you hoping the lessons would be learned for children and what they would gain from it?
Well, there are a lot of hidden lessons in there. There's lessons on ethics, integrity, morals, manners. The audio version has humor and sound effects in there. And together, both all the editions teach patience with adversity. And I just love to watch those children's face light up watch the desire to read. So there's a lot of teamwork that's involved in this. It brought me to be invited to classrooms and read my book to just students of that age group that I love to teach. First and second grade is incredible. It was a lot of audience participation. And I hope that they learned that teamwork is not hard when it's a team. To be successful at anything, chances are you have the help of others, and to pay it forward when you can. And you receive a beautiful gift from helping others. What I did was I showed them that I have other books, and also my son wrote a book, and so he's following in my footsteps.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? That is just so great. You know, to inspire children all over the world is one thing, but to inspire your own child to be able to do something so great at a young age, it has to be just warming your heart to no end.
Mm-hmm.
That is so fantastic. So if you were to look at your book and the impact it might have in the world, because, you know, it's available anywhere in the world, what would you like to see that look like for you? Almost like a legacy, you know?
Well, the book also teaches teamwork, to be courteous, on time, observe rules, and to be good. Of course, Santa keeps his word. I'd like to see everyone working together to achieve a common goal. The book represents follow-through from concept to idea, winning awards, and becoming a bestseller. There are no boundaries. There are no goals that cannot be achieved. And if you were to tell me that I was going to be a best-selling author a year ago, I would never have thought that it is now a reality. And I'm so happy that it is a reality.
Yeah, I can see why. And so well-deserved, too. Really beautiful. So what are some of the top tips you would share with other authors, especially children's authors? And, you know, you mentioned you have some challenges. What advice would you give them?
Well, as you know, I've written other books. You can see them on TracyElmanBooks.com. I have other books besides Santa's Snowy Adventure to look at. And there's about 13 different books. So in getting to get tips, I think I've got quite a bit more behind me. My secret is my passion to write for not just myself, but to share my passion with others who have the same passion. So I'd say number one, write for someone else. Number two, only hear the positive comments. Number three, live your dream. Number four, keep on writing. Number five, let your passion lead you. To sum it up, use descriptive words while writing the book so the reader can see, hear, and visualize. Be short, descriptive, and passionate.
Oh, wow. That is all such good advice. Such great advice. So what might be next for you? Do you have any plans on your plate going forward?
Actually, I have about 17 books that I wrote when I was 15 years old I'd like to publish.
Wow.
And my creative, whatever comes, just will come.
That is really wonderful. Well, Tracy, time with you has just flown by. Share with me where people can find you if they want to connect and they want to learn more about the amazing work you've done both in narration and writing.
Thank you, Vicki. I have several websites that they can view, but the main one is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Elman, E-L-M-A-N, books.com, TracyElmanBooks.com, and I've got 13 or so products on there now in four different formats and samples that they can view.
Fabulous. And do you have any parting words or any words of encouragement for other authors out there that maybe struggling a little bit?
Don't give up. Be passionate and keep on writing. Don't let anything get in your way. It can and will become a reality if you keep on being persistent and consistent.
Mm, I love it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Tracy, thank you so much for being with us. It was just such an inspiring time that we've spent with you.
Well, thanks, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone out there, have a wonderful week.